And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, I hope you got to hear the whole interview with Ted Nugent. If all you caught was the last few minutes, just understand it was like that the whole time. And I thought it was on, I guess it was during a break. Boomer, there was some point when I looked over at you and I said, Boomer, I have lost all control in this interview.
Yes, but it was great.
It was good. I mean, it was, and by the way, it was also refreshing because, I mean, he enjoys what he's doing and he enjoyed being with us. It wasn't like he was sitting there, all right, let's get this over with. What do you got? You know, ask me a
question. Twiddling his thumbs like some people do. Yes.
Looking at his watch. There was none of that.
No.
And so I can't tell you how much I appreciate the fact that there are people out there who have earned a name that gives them some notoriety and yet they'll still stop what they're doing and spend some time. So that was cool. There was a lot of stuff that happened during the breaks.
There was a lot.
So we didn't edit that show, by the way. With the exception of putting a couple of bleeps in, he did a pretty decent job of refraining from things that were not so refrained from during the breaks when we were all like talking to each other and waiting, you know, just to go back on. In fact, you have the honor of being cussed out by Ted Nugent.
I do. I do have that honor now, and I can place that label on my mantle.
So, which was all, by the way, it was laughter and it was good fun. He wasn't right. Really cussing. He looked over. I think if I remember right, you were doing an outro bump, and it was Aerosmith, mm-hmm. and he looks he looks at the screen. He leans in. He goes, Boomer. Yeah. You blankety blank, what are you playing Aerosmith for? You got Ted Nugent on here.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
That was too funny. But you know, the other thing that I heard in there, and listen, Boomer, you spent a lot of time working, especially in the country music industry,
mm-hmm.
And you were basically the head guy for a number of people who are, you know, A-listers in country music. You spent time on the road with them. You were their road manager, I guess. What would your title be?
Yes, tour manager, road manager.
Yeah.
All that.
All right, so which meant you were the head chef and bottle washer. Whatever needed to happen, happened because you got it to happen, right?
That's right.
I would bet you saw a lot of stuff during your time on the road with, you know, A-lister music stars, but I'm sure there were some who were, you know, conservative, but it's like what he talked about during the interview. There's a bunch of folks, and he called them the A-listers of A-listers in rock music, mm-hmm. who will look at him and say, "Ted, man, thanks for standing up for my constitutional rights," but they don't want to say it themselves.
Right.
What's your experience been?
Well, honestly, I've seen that. I've seen that a lot. I mean, but there's a lot of them out there because I was primarily in the country music industry.
Right.
But there's a lot out there that are going to stand up for what they believe in, but if they're not asked, they're not going to say anything, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
They're going to be the, I'll stand up for it, but I'm not going to bring attention to myself.
Yeah.
But then there's a couple that are. I mean, there's a few that I know that have a very strong stand, what they believe in, and like are very publicly on social media. They stand for, you know, the conservatives, the Second Amendment. And honestly, I'm very happy to see that in that industry because it doesn't always happen.
No, it doesn't always happen. And I mean, I can think of a few, like John Rich has really stepped out there a lot. I know, of course, I mentioned Toby Keith during the interview. He came to Baghdad with Ted Nugent, which I thought was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Jason Aldean and his wife.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding?
Huge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, that's the thing, is if you are a conservative, but you say nothing about it, then I guess, are you?
Right.
You know, because it's like saying, if you are a Christian, but you're not willing to let your light be known, are you really? I mean, I'm not saying that I'm denying someone's faith because they didn't choose to go stand on the street corner and, you know, and proclaim the gospel to the crowds passing by. But what I am saying is, there's a time and a place to make sure that people know where you stand.
Well, absolutely. I mean, just in faith, God calls us to shine His light to others.
Yeah, and you can transfer that same. I mean, like for instance, I think it's is it I'm going from memory. 1 Peter 3:15, we should be ready at all times to give an accounting for the things that we believe and do so with gentleness and respect, meaning you don't have to offend everybody, but if it causes offense, it may be on them and not on you. But the reality is you should be ready at all times to give an accounting for the things that you believe. In other words, yes. Not just what you believe, but why you believe it.
Absolutely.
And I think you can transfer that to other things in life. Even if you're a secularist, even if you're sort of agnostic in the idea of faith, doesn't mean that other principles like that don't apply in life. And so conservatives, if we don't speak up, then what are we accomplishing?
Right. I mean, you also say, I know you've said this on the show, there's more of us than there are of them.
Oh, but yeah.
If we don't speak up, come on, guys.
Yeah, we can outnumber the enemy, but if the enemy is the only one willing to take the stand, then what have we done?
Exactly. I mean, if you can't even speak up, how are you going to stand up?
What did Ted Nugent say? If the founding fathers had that attitude, we would not have done anything at Concord Bridge. We would have still had jackbooted thugs stealing our wives and productivity, I think is what he said. Well, listen, we're about to head to a break, folks. Coming up next, though, we've got one of my favorite segments of every single week. We call it the Grand Council, where my brethren Dale Jackson from WVNN in Huntsville and FM Talk 106.5 on the coasts, Jeff Poor, is going to be with us. The Grand Council, coming up next. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.